Well, it's the 13th of October already, and we are discussing or reading about Changing the World, Changing Lives on page 24 and 25 of your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. And we are discussing a very interesting person, Dr. S.T. Wu from Nantou County. And he has a PhD in laser physics from the University of Southern California and an undergraduate degree from National Taiwan University in physics. And we found out that no matter what we think we've never heard of him, we surely know of him because of what he has invented. And today I have with me in our studio audience
Carolyn
and Amanda.
And Carolyn, what stood out to you about our talk yesterday?
Well, as you mentioned, we all know something that he's invented, but maybe we don't know his name. And so just the idea that there are so many inventions that we use every day and we know nothing about the people who invented or innovated their designs to make them so essential to our daily lives. And Amanda, what is Dr. Wu's innovation?
Oh, wow. He has done so many things, but I think particularly toward the end of yesterday, we talked about how through his screens, we can look at our iPad or cell phone in direct sunlight because of what he's done.
My personal favorite. He's also the reason that you could get rid of those big, bulky TV sets that you had, that we all had in our living room, our small, bulky TVs, and yeah. Now we have flat screens. And mm-hmm. That's because of him with LCDs, liquid crystal displays.
Yes.
And we talked about that liquid crystal displays are a screen that, you know, shows you images. Mm-hmm. It's because electric currents go through a liquid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting, too. Yesterday, we mentioned that there's a lot of innovators out there, but not just through inspiration, but through perspiration. We talked about the rhyming of those words, but I think it's really important to remember, often we hear something like this and we think, oh, I wish I had these great ideas, but a lot of hard work has also gone into it. If we look at Thomas Edison, Steve Jobs, even Einstein, these people, they did a lot of experiments before there was a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting, Linda, you mentioned yesterday that Dr. S.T. Wu, when he met a challenge, you know, because there is a lot of hard work, that he prayed, mm-hmm, right, before mm-hmm. he saw a breakthrough happen. And so I would just encourage the listeners, if that's what's happening with them, to also do the same thing.
That's right. And also, don't give up. You know, when we look at Thomas Edison, how many times did he fail before he actually realized what caused light?
Exactly. I don't remember his exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, "No, I didn't fail. I just found 100 ways not to make a light bulb."
You know, that would change our way of thinking, I believe. You know, if we looked upon it as a challenge to overcome instead of like a defeat and we can't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
So if we put both of those ideas together, you know, Dr. Wu, I think in many of us here at Studio Classroom also feel like when we meet challenges, we want to pray about it. And we put that together with, it can be done. You know, it's not a defeat. It's just a way I don't want to do it again.
Yes.
You know, there would be no end to what we could accomplish.
And actually, there are quite a few inventions and innovations that are made through failure. The mm-hmm. original goal wasn't achieved, but instead another discovery was made.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
That would make an interesting article, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well.
Well, we hope that you have your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine with you. We're on page 24 in your magazine, and today we're on page 25. And let's do a reading here before we talk about it. We have a section here called Building a Legacy. Why don't we read that right now?
Building a Legacy. There's no doubt S.T. Wu's scientific achievements have had a broad and significant impact, not only on our quality of life, but also on the economic development and welfare of society as a whole. Naturally, with such achievements come international honors, titles, and positions. Dr. Wu has been made a fellow at the National Academy of Inventors. He's one of six inaugural members of the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame, which, incidentally, also includes Thomas Edison. And he's a recipient of the Esther Hoffman Beller Medal for Photonics Education. Another of Wu's awards, the Slotow Awaki Prize, might be the most indicative of where Dr. Wu's heart truly lies, with his students. For, in addition to recognizing professional achievements, the award recognizes excellence in teaching.
So we see here that our subheading here is called Building a Legacy. And what is a legacy?
Well, a legacy, we can find that word in our vocabulary focus list, and it's just a part of your history, or it stays from an earlier time. So you could say that the legacy is the things that you do in your life that are remembered.
Okay, that follow you.
Yes.
And already he's building a legacy.
Really, he is, because we've already seen he invented, like, the LCD screens. He's worked with that. And we see his legacy everywhere he goes, or where we go.
Mm-hmm. But in this, today, yesterday we kind of talked about his inventions. Today, it looks like we're looking more at his teaching, and I think his students are also a part of his legacy, because they're going to be carrying on what he's done, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. If you pass on your knowledge to another person, then they can be a part of your legacy as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we see that there is no doubt that his scientific achievements have had a broad and significant impact on whom?
On us and our quality of life. For example, we look at our screens in direct sunlight now because of what he has done, or we look at TV differently or our computer screens differently because of what he's done.
Right. And also, you know, when you go to the airport, you know, and you see the arrival and destination boards, those are now LCD displays. In the past, it was like, what is that saying up there?
Yeah, not very clear, or maybe it was a very primitive scrolling system where mm-hmm. the letters would flip over each other as it needed to change. It was very different from what we have today, where it's much clearer.
So we see that he has had this a really significant impact on our quality of life, and it also says the economic development and welfare of society as a whole.
Now, I think that's very interesting. Obviously, with regard to the LCD screen, it's part of our everyday life, whether it be computer screens, TV, cell phones. You look at the increase of every person owning a cell phone. Now, the money behind that, you know, that's definitely increased economic development throughout the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we say the welfare of society as a whole also, because it's made our life more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
It's made our life easier. But also, if we look at the economic side of it, it also means that there have been jobs created because of this as well.
Right. Absolutely.
So this is on a lot of levels we're talking about.
And perhaps even a lot of money has been saved by companies because of this technology and being able to just advance that much further. One of the things that was mentioned yesterday was that our electronics are now more energy efficient mm-hmm. because of this type of screen.
That's right. So we see that when you have these kind of achievements, then you also have international honors, titles, and positions, and he is one of them. So let's talk about some of the things that has happened to him. What's the first one that we see?
Well, he was made a fellow at the National Academy of Inventors. And when you're made a fellow, that is one of our specialized terms. It means to become a member of an official society or organization. And that society or organization is the National Academy of Inventors.
In the United States. Right. Mm-hmm. And then he's also one of the six inaugural members of the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame. And we see here, which incidentally also includes Thomas Edison. Inaugural just means one of the six original. This happened last year. And, you know, we see that Thomas Edison is also in this. It says incidentally. I always love that word. When we use that word, we say that it's what follows that is not as important as the main subject.
But it's still connected.
Right.
In one way or another.
So they just want you to know that Thomas Edison is in this as well. So all the inventors here, because it's the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame, okay, I bet you didn't know Thomas Edison was from Florida.
I did not know that.
Also, I read actually who were the inaugural members here, and one of them invented refrigeration.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool. I mean, they have a broad range of things.
And you can even see a picture of those recipients. There's a picture right next to the text, Dr. Wu, and the other 2014 inaugural inductees of the Florida Inventors Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look right there.
And we see that he's also a recipient of the Esther Hoffman Beller Medal for Photonics Education. You know, I think these names are all not that important, but they all have something to do with science.
Yes.
You know, so we're not going to, like, tell you who all these people are or what they did, but we see that this is for photonics education. And again, we talked about photonics yesterday. What is that again, Carolyn?
Well, photonics, it's that branch of technology that deals with the use of light as a way to transmit information, which is what we have when we look at our computer screens.
Right. And notice it's for photonics education. So now, when he left the research lab that he was working at in California, he became a teacher at the University of Central Florida, and he's in this special department, okay, optics and
photonics.
Photonics, and he is teaching photonics now. So what are some more of his awards here?
Well, I think it's this next award gives us a little peek at to maybe some of the passions that also Dr. Wu has, and it's called the Slotow Owaki Prize, and that's why it goes on to say might be most indicative of where Dr. Wu's heart truly lies. When something is indicative, it's relating to. And so this award relates to something that is close to his heart, and it has to do with his students.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this award recognizes professional achievements, but it also recognizes excellence in teaching. Mm-hmm. And an excellent teacher is a wonderful, wonderful thing because they can inspire their students to greatness.
Well, if he could make me understand something about physics, he is definitely a good teacher. And that was in a short conversation. So, you know, just when you meet him, you can see the passion that he has in his life and the care that he has for people.
Mm.
You know, and so I'm not surprised that we see that his students are really a part of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he and his wife invite his students over. These are graduate students. They're getting master's and PhDs at the University of Central Florida. And every Friday night, they invite his students over. They cook for them. They have a Bible study for them. I mean, they really show care and concern mm-hmm. for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they invest a lot of outside time in his students. It's not just, oh, I'll see you in class. You can come by during my office hours, as it is the case for many professors, but really reaching out and making that personal connection with each of his students.
Right. So we see a combination of awards or a legacy that he is building here. It's not just the technology that we've been talking about. It's also the people that he's invested his life in.
I think he understands, you know, the information that he's learned and the breakthroughs that he's had. If he can pass on that same information and then passion and care to his students, they will go further and they will also have breakthroughs in what they're doing.
That's right. And after all, that's kind of what teaching is about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's quite difficult to get this award. It says it recognizes excellence in teaching. Mm-hmm. And when you're teaching graduate students, you know, it makes it even more challenging.
Yes.
So now he has been building a legacy, and now we're going to see the next section here. It says leaving a legacy, which he certainly has done. So we're in the middle of page 25, and I encourage you all to read along with us as we listen to this section.
Leaving a legacy. While Dr. Wu was researching, inventing, and enhancing his patent portfolio, more than 80 U.S. patents to date, he's also pouring his life into his students. It's said that many students revere Dr. Wu, not just because he's such a heavy hitter when it comes to innovations, but because they know their professor truly loves and cares for them. Linghui Rao, the president of the UCF chapter of the Society of Information Display, expressed the feelings of appreciation felt by many of Dr. Wu's students when she said, "Dr. Wu equips us to be leaders. He often motivates us with his life experiences in both industry and academia." Indeed, many former students are now carrying on the innovative work pioneered by their professor and are winning prizes and receiving honors of their own. Maybe LCD inventor Martin Schott summed up Wu's legacy best when he said, "Shitzong's outstanding students' work is convincing proof for his amazing capabilities as an outstanding educator."
All right, so it does sound like Dr. Wu is leaving a very impressive legacy. And at the beginning of this section, we saw a little bit about what that legacy includes, his patent portfolio.
Right, and what is a patent?
Well, we see in our specialized terms that it is the exclusive legal right to make, use, or sell an invention for a specific time period.
Okay, so if you have a patent, it means usually that you've invented it.
Right.
And that you have the right to sell that idea or invention to a company for production.
Right. Mm-hmm. So actually, in the early days, they actually did this. You know, one of the, having something to do with liquid crystal displays way back when, they sold it to JVC when he was in research in California. Part of that technology went to JVC, and that's why they became, you know, 20 years ago, or in the 90s, they became, they went to the forefront with this kind of technology. Mm-hmm. They were one of the first ones. So, you know, he had the right to sell that to them.
Mm. Right.
Or that, actually, the research lab that he worked for did, because they worked together as a team, so they received the patents there.
Oh.
And he has, it says here more than 80, but he has at least 82.
Wow.
So I think, in fact, since he's been here, I think he's gotten another one. And most of these patents, so that means that he has the legal right to them.
Right.
And it shows that he invented them. And with patents, they're not quite so easy to get all the time, and you have to be very careful, because if a company gets a hold of your idea and it was yours, this has happened to many people in the past, they get a hold of your idea and they make it, they can patent it if you haven't done it, and then it becomes theirs and you get nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here, he's researching, inventing, and enhancing, okay? That means making it bigger,
right?
Okay? His patent portfolio, but what else is he doing?
He's pouring his life into his students. And when we say pouring something into something, we don't mean physically or literally pouring, perhaps liquid or something, but we're saying spending time or energy into something.
Right, so he's dedicated to them.
Yeah.
I think he's probably the kind of professor that if you are having a problem, he'll come over and help you.
Mm.
You know, not just say, go figure it out or give you a couple of ideas.
Right.
Because he has a very warm personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's said that many students revere Dr. Wu. Okay. And they could revere him because he's a heavy hitter. So we have two very interesting words and phrases here. So first of all, if somebody reveres somebody, his students revere him, what do?
Well, they admire him. They really appreciate what he does and they respect him a lot.
Okay. Well, they respect him for his knowledge, for what he has done in the past, for what he's continuing to do. And it says here, not just because he's such a heavy hitter. So what I just described was the heavy hitting part of it.
Mm.
And a heavy hitter is what?
Someone,
Amanda?
Who is powerful and has achieved a lot.
Okay, this comes from baseball, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're a heavy hitter, that means that you hit a lot of home runs because you hit hard. So you can describe a person as a heavy hitter if there's somebody who has done a lot and is very powerful in that field. I never think about him as being powerful, but he is certainly well respected.
Mm. Yes, and he's certainly done a lot. So he's described as a heavy hitter. But that isn't the only reason they revere him, right?
That's right. And what is another reason?
Well, they say here that he truly loves and cares for them.
And I think we've talked about some of the ways that he shows his love and care for them as well.
Yeah, I know that he listens to them. I think he encourages them and perhaps even goes on to pray for them.
Right. Well, he did say that to me, that on every New Year's Eve, actually, they have like a prayer meeting for the next year, and his students come. All of his students are invited to come. They don't have to come to his house. He has a New Year's Eve party. And if he forgets to pray for the next year, they remind him to do so.
Wow.
So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the students know him very well.
Right. And we see that the president of the University of Central Florida's chapter of the Society of Information Display feels a lot about him, Lingwei Rao. And what does he say about Dr. Wu?
Well, she says that Dr. Wu equips us to be leaders. He often motivates us with his life experiences in both industry and academia.
He has that very interesting mixture because he worked in industry for 18 years, and then he moved into academia. So he can combine, you know, what you're learning, you know, brain knowledge with actual, you know, physical work or what you're going to do with that knowledge later on.
Yeah, that practical application connected to what you're learning. And that's really important, mm-hmm. especially in maths and sciences, because that connection is not always apparent right away.
Right.
So being able to say, okay, we're working on this, and you're going to be able to use it to do that.
Yes, and I think it's cool that the way they say that he equips, Dr. Wu equips them to be leaders.
Mm, I think that's really important because of that experience in the industry and also in academia, there's the research element that is also in the industry area. And so he's able to know what is needed for them to be able to go into industry later on and where they're going to need to be a good leader and how they can be a good leader in this particular field.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, Dr. Wu has 24 graduate students that have graduated under him, which means that he was their advisor.
That's a lot.
I know. It is a lot. And I've forgotten the number now, but they on their own, he has helped them to publish many journal papers because he himself has published over 280, at least 280 journal articles himself.
Wow.
And then he is also pushing his students and helping them to develop in this field.
Right, yeah, in the next line there, indeed, many former students are now carrying on the innovative work pioneered by their professor, and they're winning prizes and receiving honors of their own.
I think he's kind of like a father in this field to them, you know? And what does it mean when it says carrying on the innovative work pioneered by their professor? What does this term pioneered here mean?
Well, it sort of means that he was the first one to do it.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And they are now receiving honors, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, which is the legacy we're talking about. He has started something and he wants to continue that legacy, give his knowledge to his students so that they can go on, do what he's done, or even surpass what he has done.
That's right. And we see that the LCD inventor Martin Schott summed up his legacy really well in a quotation that we have at the end of this article.
Yeah, so Xinsong's outstanding student's work is convincing proof for his amazing capabilities as an outstanding educator.
So we're looking at this section of him now. We really looked at his research and his industry work yesterday, and today we're focusing really on his students and what he's leaving behind in academia. And we see that, you know, he not only invents, he also educates.
Yes.
And so in educating, part of being an educator is, you know, there's that old story about if you give a person a fish, they can eat for a day. But if you teach them how to fish, they can eat for the rest of their lives. And it seems like He is the great fisherman here, teaching them how to fish, so mm-hmm. how, where to find, where to research, how to think about what they're doing.
Mm. And he's made it very real. I think even you were saying once you had spoken to him, you understood better what he was talking about, you know, very clear. And if he can do that for layman's terms, you mm-hmm. know, that is really, in his field, particularly physics or laser physics, then that really is an outstanding educator.
Right. If you can take something really complicated and make it simple that even I could understand it, then, you know, for people in his field, I think that they will go far.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you all for joining us. We encourage you to actually to do some research about Dr. Wu. He's very fascinating, and he has accomplished a lot, and yet he is a very humble man. So thank you for joining us. We hope you'll come back tomorrow for our next article in Advanced Studio Classroom. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.